It is you and I today, Bill Becker, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS and Ye.
And now, here's Bill Becker.
No guest today. No one's coming in today. I don't know what happened. I let the ball down. Right, I dropped the ball. Hey, I'm going to start today. It's midday, midweek. I thought I'd start with a yuck 'em up. Now, I'm not going to try to do an Irish accent for this, okay? So just understand that it's best for all of us if I don't try. All right. An Irish priest was transferred to Texas. Father O'Malley rose from his bed one morning. It was a fine spring day in his new West Texas mission parish. He walked to the window of his bedroom to get a deep breath of the beautiful day outside. He then noticed there was a jackass lying dead in the middle of his front lawn. He promptly called the local police station. Conversation went something like this. Good morning. This is Sergeant Jones. How may I help you? And the best of the day to yourself. This is Father O'Malley at St. Anne's Catholic Church. There's a jackass lying in me front lawn, and will you be so kind as to send a couple of your lads over to take care of the matter? Sergeant Jones considered himself quite a wit, and recognizing the foreign accent, thought he would have a little fun with a good father. He replied, well, now, Father, it was always my impression that you people took care of the last rites. There was a dead silence for a second, and then Father O'Malley replied, aye, it certainly is true, but it's also we're obliged to notify the next of kin, which is the reason for me call.
Wow. Now San Luis Diagnostic Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3 Tesla Open MRI. This new gold standard in MR imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now it's available locally at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the most open ultra-high-field scanner in the world, and its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose disease far earlier, with radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurological and bone and joint diseases. San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the best. The Ultra High Field Open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accepted.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Is it Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Tis true. Get down there and see the Drake. Also, see everything else because it's the semi-annual sale of Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath. So you get your Drake on sale, you get everything else on sale. It's all on sale. The whole place is on sale right through the end of the week. So I get down there. All right. Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath. Let's do our flashback, our highlight in history, and our birthdays today, according to the Tribune. Our highlight on October 24, 1962, a naval quarantine by of Cuba ordered by President John F. Kennedy went into effect during the missile crisis. Blockade was aimed at interdicting the delivery of offensive weapons to the island. And it worked. On this date in 1537, Jane Seymour, the third wife of England's King Henry VIII, died 12 days after giving birth to Prince Edward, later King Edward VI. 1648, the Peace of Westphalia ended the 30 Years' War and effectively destroyed the Holy Roman Empire. 1901, widow Anna Edison Taylor became the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. 1972, Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson Thank you. 1972, Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson, who'd broken Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947, died in Stamford, Connecticut at the age of 53. 1992, the Toronto Blue Jays became the first non-U.S. team to win the World Series as they defeated the Atlanta Braves 4-3 in the Game 6. It's called the World Series, so makes sense. 5 years ago, the Boston Red Sox flattened the Colorado Rockies in their World Series opener at Fenway Park 13-1, and today is the first game of the World Series this very day on Fox at 4:30. Okay, my birthday today, Football Hall of Famer Y.A. Tittle. He's still around. How cool. He's 86 years old, Y.A. Actor Kevin Kline is 65. Country musician Billy Thomas And he's 59 today, so let's say happy birthday to them and to you, especially if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Most Smokehouse Barbecues been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And this is CalcoastNews.com, up-to-the-minute news you can use from a local standpoint. We have a shark attack in Orchid Man, it was at Vandenberg at Ocean Beach County Park. It was a fatal attack. Victim was identified as Francisco Javier Solorio, Jr., and his friend was able to pull him from the water, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, the news, San Luis Obispo County is ranked 5th out of 58 California counties for lower numbers of unemployed workers, according to a report released Friday by the California Employment Development Department. In California, Marin County is ranked number 1 with an unemployment rate of 5.8%, and Imperial County comes in on the bottom with an unemployment rate of 28.5%. Flo County unemployment rate fell 8.2% in August to 7.4% in September. During the same time, the region gained about 3,500 jobs. Where I don't know. Significant increases were seen in the government and education sectors, with back-to-school having an impact. The biggest decline was seen in the hospitality industry, which lost 100 jobs last month. Of course, it was the end of summer. Sol County's unemployment rate is lower than the national average of 7.6% and the state's 9.7% rate, both of which fell also in September. I don't know, just take our time. All right. San Luis Obispo City Attorney's Office announced yesterday it is evaluating the complaint made by four candidates for public office against councilman and current candidate John Ashbaugh, who's going for a re-election. Council candidate Kevin Rice and Matt Strizpek, I don't know how to say his name yet, as well as mayoral candidate Steve Barash and Donald Hedrick, accused Ashbaugh of three violations of state and city election codes, use of city email for election matters, solicitation of a donation in excess of a $200 limit, and a late filing of a campaign disclosure. City Attorney's Office said that in accordance with the municipal code, it would respond to the complaint by November 1st as to whether or not the city attorney, Christine Dietrich, intends to file a civil case against Ashbaugh. While misuse of a city email account constitutes a breach of state government code and could lead to California Fair Political Practice Commission action, the latter two violations, if determined to have occurred, would require the city attorney to act directly. San Luis Obispo Municipal Code, as voted into place by Ashbaugh in January 2010, states that a candidate must pay a penalty of 3 times the amount of any unlawfully solicited donation. Likewise, a candidate faces a penalty of $100 per day for each day late on campaign disclosure. As documented in the complaint, Ashbaugh requested by the way of city email that County Supervisor Adam Hill contribute a $200 check and 2 bottles of wine. Together, the donation exceeded the $200 individual limit, a regulation for which Ashbaugh voted 3 times to enact. The complaint additionally provides documentation of Ashbaugh's filing his campaign disclosure for the period ending June 30th on August 3rd, 3 days after the July 31st deadline. Despite evidence of the violations, Dietrich's taking civil action against Ashbaugh would come as a big surprise to some. Despite state and federal investigations of the city employees allegedly covering up illegal acts, Ashbaugh has repeatedly stated his overwhelming support for staff. I think it's quite frankly, I think it's much ado about not a whole lot. That's what that comes down to. But we'll address it. We'll address it again. Here's a story near and dear, if I can get to it. I can't. The Cuesta students are helping veterans, which is nice. Cuesta College, Cuesta
Cuesta College communications students. Studies teacher Beth Ann Dumas is a fan of experienced learning for members of her small group, which just went away. For members of her small group, discussion class, learning by doing, etc. This is what happened. Excuse me. You'd think I'd never done this before. You'd think I never had a slow computer. One project will give Cuesta students and committee members the opportunity to help vets. The team explored several organizations that help vets and zeroed in on the Veterans Transition Center of Monterey County, which operates at the decommissioned Fort Ord and is now the service provider for homeless veterans for the coastal California area. We learned that they are low on non-perishable food in this food storage bank, said student Jim Angelini, a Paso Robles resident. It became an easy choice. We decided to work with the YVTC and hold a food drive where we could have an immediate impact. The students have teamed up then with Fort Hunter Liggett for a canned food drive on November 11th and will concentrate on collecting money to be given to the Veterans Transition Center at an event at Cuesta's North County campus that's scheduled for December. Another group in the class created a garden for Winfried Pfeiffer Elementary students in Paso Robles and is planning a garden and a work planning day for other children and their families. They're raising all of the funds and soliciting donations as well. Dumas said, I believe they have already raised close to $200. At 2:18, that's up to the minute news on CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Did I say 12:18 or 2:18? I don't know what's happened to me today. I just fallen apart. I need to start over. Just tough it out, Bill. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. I guess the number of things that happen versus the time that they happen in becomes relative, I suppose. This shark attack off of Ocean Beach was the second in 2 years fatal shark attack. Take that for what you may. This thing with John Ashbaugh, can I say this? Here's the thing. I mean, you set a limit, you set a rule, and then you have to follow it. You can't say, well, yeah, but this is not that big a deal, or that's not that, because it really isn't that big a deal. But, you know, the idea is that you set limits on these things, and you say, okay, now we all follow the rules. And so, from that standpoint, I think that, you know, yes, he violated the rules. Is it egregious? Hardly. So, but that's all right. Rules are rules, and I go along with the idea that rules are rules. And if everybody doesn't follow them, things go. We have anarchy, for gosh sakes. We have things fall apart. Things don't stay together. Things aren't right. All right. So that's the deal there. Here's another thing that's going on right now that I'm trying to get my head around, and my head's too small, and so I'm not getting it. Even though veterans groups have endorsed it, et cetera. This is the Prop 33 thing that basically says that if you haven't had insurance for a certain period of time, you've let your insurance lapse, then when you go to get new insurance, their theory being that you are probably driving without insurance, as I guess that's it. It's like a punitive issue, so you should pay more for your insurance. Then they say, now this is the part that's cracking me up, then they say it allows insurance companies the opportunity to lower your rates. Sure, it allows them. They could lower your rates today, but they're not going to. What are you talking about with that? If they get more money, why do you think you're going to pay less money? What? It doesn't compel them to charge less. It doesn't say, okay, for every 1% that they gain here in new revenue, they have to lower everybody else's rates 1%. Nothing like that. It just says they have the opportunity. Well, my insurance company had the opportunity. They just raised it yesterday. So I don't think that makes any sense to me. But as we go along with some of these crazy measures that we have, we'll try to figure it out as we go. You know, we'll try to say, okay, as we go. All right, as we go. It's like another thing that's I'm curious about, and that's the whole thing about the GMO food labeling. And they say if it passed, it would add hundreds of dollars of cost to a consumer for their grocery shopping. Why? Why? You mean to tell me if that was included in what was said on the ingredients part of everything, and that has to be on the package anyway, so you mean does that mean that if they change the wording on that all of a sudden the price is going to get worse? And then the worst thing that's going on in the news, let's get down to it here, shall we? We just found out yesterday that we are the second largest producer of petroleum and like products in the world. behind Saudi Arabia. I was going to look up. I knew I was going to look up something. I forgot what it was. I was going to find out what the price of gas was in Saudi Arabia a gallon. But anyway, so why is it we have all this oil? Why do we have all this fuel and we have gas prices that are $4.50? Why is that? No, it's a supply-demand thing, I thought. Well, we have this huge supply. Maybe you have it figured out. I don't. Okay, I'm just sharing that. I don't have it figured out at all. I'm going to turn to sports right now. And this is why. Because now there's a World Series on today. But Cal Poly coach he's upset, and I think he should be right there. And this is because Tim Walsh said we're ranked number 11, and we're 7-0. And what sense does that make? And another undefeated team is ranked number 6. So at Lehigh, they're ranked number 6, and they're undefeated. So they're kind of like, well, what's the deal on that? And I have to say to Mr. Walsh, Coach Walsh, yeah, what is the deal on that? I don't get it. Anyway, they're 7-0, for gosh sakes. And they're ranked number 11? All right. Okay. So I thought that was it for sports. I just want to mention that in 4:30 is a game today. But that's it was bugging me. It was really bugging. I got to tell you the truth. It was bugging me. Let's see what I found. Oh, no, we got another guy who's an idiot. They're always somewhere. They're always out there somewhere. You know, somebody that says something so completely stupid that you can hardly believe they've said it. So then candidates and people have to distance themselves from the person because they become pariahs. You know, we have a new pariah, and his name is Republican candidate Richard Murdoch. So we're going to first decide how to make a new car, which is going to be the Dodge Dart, and then we're Dodge Dart 2, and then we're going to join in this foolishness.
Prototype, mold it, shape it, love it, give it 40 mpg. No, 41. Give it a huge display. Give it a starting price under 16 grand. Take it to the car shows. Get a celebrity endorser. He's perfect.
I am?
Yes, you are. Making a groundbreaking car. It's that easy.
There's another political story that is making big news this morning. And as Jeff Glore reports, Indiana's Republican U.S. Senate candidate is in hot water over comments he made. Jeff, good morning.
Nora, good morning to you. All three candidates in the race for Indiana's open Senate seat oppose abortion, but none of them went as far as the state's current treasurer last night.
And I, too, certainly stand for life.
The remark came during the end of Tuesday's final debate for Indiana's open Senate seat, when Richard Murdoch was asked about abortion.
I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
After the debate, Murdoch clarified his comment, saying, God creates life, and that was my point. God does not want rape, and by no means was I suggesting that he does. Rape is a horrible thing, and for anyone to twist my words otherwise is absurd and sick. But Democrats were quick to capitalize. Senior Obama campaign advisor David Axelrod tweeted, Mitt's man Murdoch apes Akin in Indiana debate, reflecting a GOP that is way out of the mainstream. A not-so-subtle reminder of another comment made during the Missouri Senate race 2 months ago.
First of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Just 3 days ago, Governor Romney endorsed Murdoch in a new ad.
This fall, I'm supporting Richard Murdoch for Senate.
But last night, the campaign distanced itself. A statement released shortly after the debate said the governor, quote, disagrees with Richard Murdoch's comments, and they do not reflect his views. Murdoch defeated six-term Senator Richard Lugar in a Republican primary earlier this year. Up until now, he and his Democratic opponent, Joe Donnelly, had been locked in a very tight race.
Not now. All right, so I don't know why people, what's wrong with people? They say the things they say. I don't know what's wrong with them. And these people want to run the country. They want to run the country with these ideas. It's like, help, please help. Don't get it. All right. Well, here's a, not surprisingly, counties have a stake in Prop 30 campaign. It says because, you know, it would mean less robbing of our county treasuries if Prop 30 passed, because they'd have more money and they wouldn't have to steal so much from us. of the state. So, yeah, I could see that. I could see that that would be really important, too. All right. This is, and so the other things that are going on. Electoral map fluid with 2 weeks left. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody really knows. Nobody really, you know what I mean? Depends on the poll and all that. Can I say something also about this? I don't think just Democrats jumped on this guy, Murdoch, you know, after making a comment like that. I don't think it was just Democrats that said, well, what's wrong with this guy? Excuse me. I mean, thinking people would go, what'd the guy say? You know, that kind of thing. Here's another thing that's going on. You got Ann Coulter out there using the word retard in politics. So, of course, all kinds of groups are mad and heck and all that. I don't know. There's people, to me, that they choose to be lightning rods. They choose to be sort of loud-mouthed, and I just sort of ignore them. I maybe I'm wrong to ignore them. Maybe if you thump the drum hard enough, people will pay attention, but I don't think so. I think, unfortunately, what happens is the louder you thump the drum, the more popular they become. And so that's my observation. So I would think it would be better to probably just ignore the woman. You know, and she just wants to be a firebrand. That's her whole thing, you know. She's not a happy woman unless everybody's paying attention to her and telling her what an idiot she is, you know, and being disgraceful. And so, you know, now Republicans might say, well, Bill, that's not everybody. Well, no, not everybody. But, you know, if you think of people that back and are comfortable with people that use that kind of terminology in politics, you have to ask yourself, say what? It's like Mr. Murdoch here, you know, say what? I think normal folk would be saying, say what? And I'm pretty sure they are.
Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive with Lenny and Gertie, the diagnostic duo. I was listening to my favorite radio station the other day and heard the Morin Brothers ad being played. Wow, I thought, that really makes me want to get my car fixed at Morin Brothers. Then I heard it again and thought, gee, this is great. They sure are giving me a lot of airtime. Then I heard it again and I thought, for crying out loud, somebody shut this guy up. Even Lenny is tired of hearing it and he can't even reach the radio dial. So come on down to Morin Brothers and tell us you want to hear something new. Suggest a topic for a new ad and we'll give you a free oil change if we use it. We may even use you in a radio commercial. Just tell us your sick of hearing me, and we'll give you 10% off your service or repair. That's right, Lenny. Tell Morin Brothers off, and they'll give you a discount. How great is that?
Call Morin Brothers at 541-2407 and give them a piece of your mind. Get your car service, too, and get a discount. Call 541-2407 to make an appointment. Look for the building with the green metal. Woof!
6 out of 10 people with hearing loss are men. 60% of men with hearing loss are under retirement age. Problems following a conversation or the need to keep the TV or radio turned up are symptoms of hearing loss. Most men don't include a hearing evaluation as part of their routine health care checkups. Certain medical conditions can affect men's hearing. Hearing loss is twice as common in adults with diabetes, and hearing loss may be associated with heart disease in older adults. This important message has been brought to you by Karen Scott Audiology.
To all you lovebirds out there on Blueberry Hill, we've got a great program for you tonight as we cover all of your favorite hits. So just lean back, put the top down, snuggle up to that special someone, and let the music carry you away.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night. All the shades were pulled and drawn. Way down tight from within a dim light cast, two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist, held you tight, kissed as I could almost taste. In the night, wondering why I'm not the guy whose silhouettes on the shade I couldn't hide. Tears in my eyes. Silhouette, silhouette, silhouette. Oh, silhouette, silhouette, silhouette. Oh, lost control and rang your bell. I was sore. Let me in or else I'll beat down your door. When two strangers who had been two silhouettes on the shade said to my shock, you're on the wrong block. on the shade of our name. The silhouettes on the shade.
Song Silhouettes, I got to tell you frankly, because it's, you know, the guy's on the wrong block. Of course, my day's going, it could happen to me. I was talking to Chris, and Chris said, you know, Bill, the oil sold on the world market. That's why it's so high, because it's sold in the world market. But it's interesting because we're not a part of a conglomerate of OPEC, obviously. He said you could nationalize our petroleum industry and then sell it for a couple bucks a gallon. But I think there's other roads to hoe on this. It's just we have to see what's going on with it. All right. Yeah, this whole petroleum thing drives me mad. It just is insane. Okay, that's okay. Here we go. Let's go on to other things that are going on today and why they are and should they be and why not. This is they have a thing on the front page of the Tribune today about a statue, the Statue of David. That's a copy of the original statue and it's made out of bronze and stuff. The original Italian sculptor, Donatello, this is a 1920s copy. Anyway, it's going to have a year-long $17,000 restoration because it's getting what do they call it? Brass fungus or something. It's getting, things aren't right. Bronze disease. There it is. Bronze disease. That's different than brass fungus. Bronze disease. It's getting bronze disease. So there it is. Here's U.S. fuel boom right here. Open the U.S. may soon become the world's top producer of oil, passing Saudi Arabia. They sells California gas prices could plunge in the weeks ahead. Do you hear me? Plunge, they're saying. They could go from, oh, where they are to where they were, to even less than $4 a gallon, they're saying. Could happen, they say. Could happen. All right. Now, one of the things that was interesting was the editorial in the Tribune the other day said that one of the things that was a reprint of somebody else's that said, one of the things the candidates weren't paying much attention to is global warming. That's not even an issue. And so here's the headline, and then the following story, climate not a hot topic in debates. It's not a topic at all, really. We're not addressing this. And you would think that there would be some concern, but as soon as you, politicians like to play it safe. So if somebody comes down on one side or the other of global warming, and they're stuck there with that, and then they're going to have people that are just going to pot shot them and say, okay, fine. So to avoid that, you just don't bring it up. Doesn't mean you shouldn't bring it up, but you don't. All right. And then, I was going to bring in the Neiman Marcus catalog today. They had some pretty cool things, especially if you have lots of money. I remember his and her watches. These are, and a trip to Paris. His and her watches and a trip to Paris was $1 million-something. Wow. They have a car for $300-something thousand. Oh, they have just some amazing things in there. Now, I don't know what actually on the going price on the open market is for, and you know, and what they were charging is $99,000 for it. You know the water pack you strap on your back and it zooms up in the air and it has a big hose that goes down and just keeps sucking water. So as long as you don't run out of water, you can stay up in the air, I guess. I don't know. Does it work on an electrical cord? Do you have a generator? How does that work? Anyway, I'm not sure. But anyway, so however you're upstate, $99,000. Is that what they cost? I mean, if you wanted to start a business and say, I think people would enjoy doing this, would you have to have at least $99,000 in seed money just for that thing? Or is that just, what they charge is the catalog, it's Christmas time, it's Neiman Marcus. I have no idea what one of those things goes for. They look like a lot of fun, though, don't they? Nah, they do. It's like having, you know, just being above, you're not so far above the water that you can hurt yourself, but you're above it, and you're kind of flying around, and you direct the direction you're going, and that's pretty neat. I think. And you know me, I don't like flying at all, but I could do that. All right. Now, this is this you might say to yourself, well, is that true, Bill? Yes. Some scientists have found some new ferns, all right? And so they've decided to name them after Lady Gaga. And so one is called, two of the Gaga species are new to science. One is Gaga germinata, for her last name. And the other one is Gaga monstraparva, which translates roughly to little monsters, a nickname for her fans. So they when they saw these ferns, the scientists thought of Lady Gaga for whatever reason. In case you ever wonder where these names come from, I want to know. I need to do some research. I have to admit, I have to get off my duff. And I got to research, you know, where they came up with body part names. I mean, who first came up with body part names? Was Plato the guy, you know, back then? I don't know. But, you know, some of the names are a little bit weird. And other things are going on. Burnett, honored by Hollywood High. Carol Burnett was a student at Hollywood High. She received the Carol Burnett Honor of Distinction Award on January 10th at the Al Capitan Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, which is right around the corner from the high school that she graduated from in 1951. And so she's going to receive her own award from the place that she went to school, which is pretty cool. Okay. I mean, it's come full circle, so to speak. All right. The unofficial praises Korean rapper PSY. This is this guy that does this weird dancing and all this stuff. And what's it called again? This trademark dance. What's it called again? I can't remember. Anyway, he says that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is jealous of South Korean rapper PSY. Yes, he joked during the meeting with the rapper that he felt overshadowed by the star whose video has scored more than 500,000 views on YouTube. I'm a bit jealous until 2 days ago someone told me I am the most famous Korean in the world. Now I have to relinquish. I have no regrets, he said. So anyway, so there he is. Gangnam style. It's quite ridiculous, and he admits it's quite ridiculous, and why people are paying attention to it, he doesn't know. But you know, lots of dance. I mean, look, lots of dances have been ridiculous, and other dances have been, well, weird. But you know, we've done them. So there you go. All right, Jane Fonda wants to be in a TV series. I guess that she's going to be in a TV series. It's called "Dear Mom, Here's Why I Hate You" or something like that. I know, I'm not sure. Something like that. All right. Enough of that gossipy stuff. Well, here's one more thing up here. A couple more. A San Diego car wash owner says someone cleaned out their vehicle and left behind a bizarre item, the ashes of a man who was cremated 17 years ago. You know, I guess he just looked at him and said, I don't know, I don't really want these anymore. So now they're trying to find out, you know, if they can figure out who they came from. Probably a relative, wouldn't you guess? And then this guy just paid for a $5 bill. The guy paid $247,000. It was from... it was drawn the National Bank of Fairbanks. Now, I don't know why. I'm not a numismatist, so that's why, I suppose. I never really paid much attention to it. But I was on eBay, and I was noticing that, and I was a kid. I didn't know when I was living in Jersey. I was a young guy. I didn't pay attention to the bank. Anyway, but the bank, Montclair National Bank, had its own money also. So I guess all the national banks have their own dough? I'd have to look into it, but I mean, I guess. So they want to sell $5 bills for $100,000, but, you know, I don't really see it happening. But, okay, I could be wrong. I don't know why this one from Anchorage was especially special. This was passed down in the family by the Vice President Charles W. Fairbanks, and so there it was. And so this was Theodore Roosevelt is the one that did it. So it was the National Bank of Fairbanks presented to Charles W. Fairbanks, who passed it on down. So finally got to a grandson who said, you know, I'd rather just have $247,000. You know, it'd be more fun, I think, than have this $5 bill sitting here doing nothing. Which you can understand, you know what I'm saying? The other guy's a collector, so, you know, there's no excuse for those people. All right. Okay. Well, this is interesting. Be interesting to see how this is going to work. It seems that the Republicans and Democrats alike are not overjoyed with the way all this money's come in from all over the place on some of these races. And so this is, even though this is what they had hoped for, now they be careful what you wish for is the old thing. Because now they decided what it's doing is this. And I have to tell you the truth. It's doing it to me. And I don't want it to do it to me. I will vote. I will write something on that ballot. Even there, if it's none of the above, I don't care. I'll write something on the ballot, but I have been so inundated by some campaigns that I'm totally lost interest in it. I mean that. They were so ridiculous. And this is obviously, and I'll tell you, Lois Capps and Abel Maldonado, it's become so ridiculous. Every single break in every single program on every single flipping channel, they have hers, then his, then hers, then his. Of course, what they always try to do is they try to find the worst picture they can when they're opposing somebody. So the Capps camp tries to find the worst picture of Abel Maldonado they can find, and then Abel Maldonado's camp tries to find the worst picture of Lois Capps they can find. The odd thing was, Lois Capps ran an ad last week that wasn't picking on Abel Maldonado this time. It was actually saying she supports something that is pretty nebulous, but it doesn't matter. And the picture they used on that was her own camp, and I thought it was a terrible picture of her. I don't know, whatever. But I can't take it anymore. So what I'm doing now is as opposed to them getting a message across to me, because they now ruined any message they can get across to me, as soon as I know they're taking a break, I hit mute. And I just mute. That's it. I'll even turn the commercial on after theirs is on. After their two commercials are on, I'll even bring it back up and say, okay, what's going on now? Okay, yeah. And interesting enough, I told you the other day that they had a new jingle for the Prius. And so there was a thing in the news about people should have just left well enough alone at Toyota. So what they've done is they've kind of come out with they came out with a larger Prius. So here you have your standard Prius, and that's the thing that's so popular. Then they came out with a larger Prius, so people with more stuff could fit it in there. Now they've come out with a smaller Prius that's somewhat stripped down and not really worth a darn. And according to the people that review it, and so that's one of those things they should well enough alone. But you'll notice in the new ad with the girl that did the jingle, and I told you they have their own jingle. It's a catchy jingle. I mean, it catches my attention, but it shows like four different cars or something. Anyway, but they're saying they should not have gotten involved in this one. That's what they're. It's like this interesting thing about. And we'll get to stories about this new iPad, the iPad Mini. And how it stacks up against other things, its size, and it's interesting. And how they price it. They didn't price it based on other people's devices. They priced it based on their own devices. So they wanted to land between two different items. One was $299 and one was $499. So they thought, what a good number would be? $349. Okay. Okie dokie. Now, $249, I was reading about Google has a new thing called a Chrome Jobber. Anyway, it's a new little computer. But what it does is it uses this cloud technology. So it's not really storing a lot of stuff on the computer. It's actually storing it elsewhere, and you're just tuned into it. So it says it does quite a few, a lot of what most people would want to have done, last 6 hours, charge time. The only thing that I was in researching something today, and I was trying to find out, will it run a Windows program? No, not specifically so, but they said you can get an app. See, it's designed for apps, so that's the thing you need to know. It's designed for apps and for, going on the Internet and that kind of stuff. And then if you your pictures and your movies and all that kind of stuff, it's designed for that, but it's designed to put those on a cloud. And then, and I say this like I really know what I'm talking about with this cloud thing. I don't get it at all. I don't understand. Anyhow, I just know it's not your computer. It's some other place where it's all stored that somebody will break into and screw it up, like Barnes & Noble's thing was broken into. And now they're telling you if you have a Barnes & Noble, if you used your card at Barnes & Noble, your credit card, get a new password. Oh, my God. We'll get to that story. So, anyway, but there's the thing there. And so they said that you can buy an app that will allow you to run a Windows app. Does that make sense? A Windows program. So if, let's say, you wanted Word or something else, it would run it. I don't know how much the app costs, though. I didn't look into that. So I have this one program that I use right here on the mighty 1340 KYNS, and it has to be a Mac-based, I'm sorry, not Mac-based, excuse me, a Windows-based operating system in order for it to work. It can't work any other way. I can't have it. There's no other version of it available to the entire world. This is the only version there is. I rely on it. I depend on it. And so when I was thinking about replacing my little computer that I crapped out of me, I was thinking, okay, maybe someone can do this for a reasonable amount of money, you know. But then you find out if it's these Android systems, you can't put anything Windows on. So, oh well. So I just got into a whole big thing about computers, laptops, and all that. But let me find out somebody that really knows what they're talking about. Because I have it here. I have the information we're looking for right here somewhere. All right, here, let's see. Video cannot be downloaded. Why not? It's already downloaded. What are you talking about? Okay, so here's the iPad Mini joins the table turf war. All right, so we'll see if we can get this thing to come up. You know what? They also have an internet now. They have a helmet cam from Bumgardner jumping from 23 miles in space. This guy, no wonder the guy was nervous. I mean, no wonder the guy was nervous. Like, he was tumbling and not, he wasn't together at all. And he said he wasn't feeling good about it until his parachute opened up. You think? Okay. All right.
When Mother Nature gets tough and work conditions go wrong, there's one insurance company you can count on, FM Global. Whether your business is based in the cornfields of Iowa or the city of Singapore, our 1,500 engineers in over 120 countries can help protect you, your employees, and your bottom line. To learn more about our unique approach to commercial property insurance, visit fmglobal.com today.
Apple is launching a smaller, cheaper iPad, the iPad Mini. It clocks in at 7.9 inches, a screen that's almost two less than the existing iPad and half the weight, all at a starting price of $329. But analysts say that price, while 70 less than the current iPad, is too high. Apple stock sold off with fears that its first foray into the smaller tablet market won't help it compete with rivals Google and Amazon, which sell their tablets in the $100 to $200 range. Maggie Reardon, CNET Networks.
I think when you get above the $300 price point, you're not really comparing apples to apples anymore. And I think if this is a product that people are going to buy for their kids, or they're going to get as gifts for people, or something that they just want to be able to toss in a bag and take on the subway or on a trip, I think it's a little too expensive.
The Mini is apt to appeal to Apple lovers who have been asking for a gadget somewhere in size between an iPad and an iPod Touch, or to those who are willing to pay up for the Mini's flashier design and more expensive materials. But if Apple cannot successfully upsell the Mini, Ryan Block of Gadget.com says pricing may change.
I wouldn't be too surprised if the iPad Mini undergoes a price drop at some point in the next year to year and a half.
Another market where the Mini may make inroads is education.
With the new version of iBooks that released today, you'll be able to update your textbooks over the air the same way you update an app. And I think that that's actually just an amazing move forward for the digital textbook market.
Apple also announced upgraded MacBook computers and a next-generation iPad 4 that took some by surprise after it released a new iPad only 6 months ago. The Mini comes just in time for the holiday shopping season, with Apple taking orders starting Friday. The months ahead will tell whether the tablet Goliath is able to compete in this smaller, growing market.
Hey, so here you heard this noise in the background. At first I was very nervous. I thought I was playing two things at once. I wasn't. What they were doing was they were showing a video in the background of the guy, the new president, when he was talking to the fans about the new thing, which didn't really add to it anything. It just all of a sudden made it just very distracting, I thought. Okay, that's just an impression. So that's, anyway, that's what's going on with that stuff right there, in case you wanted to know. That's what's happening with that. All right. Okay. Oh, guess what? Guess what? Facebook soared 20% in value this morning. So it's like, what, $6 a share or something? Anyway, it soared. Nobody expected that. Nobody was looking for that. Okay, nobody thought this was going to happen. Okay, one of the stories that's out today is, and this makes sense, of course, is the fact that, you know, all the people that, you know, were pointing their finger at Lance Armstrong when he was racing the Tour de France and saying, this guy's doping, and he absolutely said, and his adoring fans agreed, no, I'm not, and there's no sense in even talking about it. Okay, so now a lot of those people feel vindicated, as you can imagine, because that's what it was right there. All right. Well, here's a cute story. Let's have a cute story for something not terrible and all that, because we have other people we have young kids that have been killed and stuff, and we don't want that. But here we have it right here.
Can't manufacture pride. But pride builds great cars.
Another car.
And you'll find it in the people at Toyota. All across America.
Yes. Just before we recall them. I'm ready.
The most difficult part to learn has been the engine, because there's just so many moving parts and you have to do it exactly how it tells you. And so that's been the hardest part. I'm Catherine DeMaria. I am 14 years old. I am from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And I decided to build a car because I've been to a bunch of car shows and things. And so I've become really interested in them. And so I picked the Fiero because I just like the little car.
Catherine, about 2 years ago when she was 12 years old, came to us and said, Mom, Dad, I'd like to rebuild a car. And we kind of went, really? So she had all kinds of good reasons in terms of, you know, she'd learn how to rebuild a car. She would be able to do all of her own mechanics. There's only two seats in the car she wanted to rebuild. She would pay for it all of herself. And so we thought about it and said, all right, we'll let her try it, and figured it'd last about 2 or 3 months. 2 years later, here we are at Maker's Faire. Rebuilding an engine.
All my family's helped a lot. My mom has helped me with most of like the creative side of it. Like, here's how you sew things together. Here's how you piece everything together. My dad's more like my information technician person, because he understands where everything needs to go. He understands the information behind it. And then there's my sister, who's our part-time photographer, I guess you could say.
Well, she'll learn a little bit about mechanics and how to redo a car, and she's definitely learned that. But at the same time, as you can tell if you're watching this, she's just talked to CNN. So she's also learned a lot about how to talk with individuals, how to interact with adults, how to do independent research and learn how to do the things that she doesn't know how to do, and then try to apply that skill set. So there's been a whole lot of learning outside of just auto mechanics that have gone on.
I hope to get out of the project a lot of learning experiences and something I can take on to help me with my future career, what I hope to be an engineer.
If kids come to you and say, hey, Mom, Dad, I want to try this, support their dream and let them try it.
That's right. Even if you've got a old crusty Pontiac Fiero in your garage all taken apart in life for 5 years. Who cares? What the heck, you know what I'm saying? All right, there you go. So that's a cute story. I like that story. Of course, luckily Dad knows about engines, and luckily Mom knows about sewing, and so and the sister can take pictures, so that kind of helped her out quite a bit. But just, they said that she's gotten a lot of help from the internet. You know, people help her out on the internet, and some have donated. See, that's the key right there. You got to get people on the internet to donate. I have to come up with a project. I'm going to make a birdhouse. I don't know how to make a birdhouse, but if I had a lot of money behind me, I could probably make a good birdhouse. All right. Maybe not. All right, let's talk about other things that are going on. Here was the thing, climate, not hot topic in base. I think I told you that. All right, here's the other thing, too, that this is what we're talking about. Here, I guess we should talk about it. Teen brothers charged with killing a 12-year-old. They lured the girl in their home in New Jersey and strangled her. It wasn't a sexual thing, and these boys are... This girl was 12 years old. The boys are 15 and 17. They may be tried as adults. And then they found the body of another little girl who was missing. And then the good news is, I guess, is, you'd say, police have arrested nine people in connection with the attack on the Pakistani teen activist. So this is Malala. And so they don't know if they have the actual shooter, though, but they'll beat it out of them. And then, because things are different over there. And then, that's good news right there. And she's doing pretty good. She's speaking, walking around still. So that's kind of good news. Okay. Everything's happening. Here's Brown. Schools. Future's at stake. The school's future is at stake. A future is at stake. And see, that's the hot button topic right there. Because if you have 38 where all the money's going to go to the schools, you better be pushing that on Prop 30, even though it's not really going there. It's not 10 cents of it has to go there. Oh, I think it would. But then we start saying to ourselves all the time, and how much money do you keep throwing at things and saying they're going to get better, and they don't seem to. So, I don't know. Do you know how many tornadoes we had in yesterday in the state of California? 5. That's, I think, because we got involved with the Wizard of Oz thing. That's why, probably. I'm sure that's it. It's karma. Okay, a Canadian climber stranded in a snowstorm was recuperating Tuesday from a mild case of hypothermia after Yosemite National Park rangers rescued him from El Capitan. Temperatures dipped in the 20s as 4 to 6 inches of snow fell. He was not prepared for that, obviously, so he luckily was saved. What's wrong with just walking around the valley floor, looking up at the majesty of the mountains and whatnot, and just, why do you... Everybody thinks they got to climb up the darn things. You don't. You don't have to. All right. 200 people have agreed to sell their homes in the Mojave Desert, whose water supply was contaminated by toxic chromium. And so in the 1950s, PG&E used the chromium-6 to reduce corrosion in a cooling tower in Hinckley. This is Hinckley. But the chemical polluted the groundwater. So, these things that at the time seemed like a good idea, like spraying all the Navy ships in the whole wide world, spraying asbestos all over them to try to keep fires from spreading. And then they turned out that they give you mesothelioma. And so that's a problem. All right, so these things happen. Somebody wrote me, emailed me, but it wouldn't open up. So this is hard to explain, but I can probably email them back and say, let's try this again. But anyway, there's some kind of an Agent Orange forum that's going to take place, and I'm not exactly sure when. On November 3rd, I'm pretty sure it is, but I'll check. It was in the paper today. Wait a second. Well, I guess it's in the other section. There's an event going on, which I'll tell you about, and it has to do with, there's a new veteran center over next to the YMCA, and it's interesting. It's... there it is. The San Luis Obispo Vet Center is hosting its official grand opening on November 3rd at 2 p.m. 1070 Southwood Drive. Center will provide quality readjustment counseling to veterans and families in a caring manner. So here, this is what this is designed for. You say, well, don't we already have a VA? What's this thing? This is for people that have been in combat. This is for, people that are in desperate shape, that have been in combat. And so the whole thing's designed around that. And I know someone that's in it. And they seem to be succeeding well with it. They seem to be doing very well. So that's a good sign to me. I don't know if everybody is going to do well, but he is. So they're going to have a grand opening. And it started out in trailers, and then they finally built the center. And so Southwood Drive, it's on Southwood next to the Y. All right, I thought I'd share that with you. That's going on. Oh, my gosh, you know what's going on next? In 3, 2, 1.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon should crumble.
This Halloween, do it yourself. This is Soundbites and I'm Jan Ziv. Halloween doesn't have to break your budget, not when it's so easy to make your own costumes, your own treats, your own decorations, your own fun. And it is so easy to learn how to make all these things and a whole lot more with the Instructables. They're experts at doing it yourself and they show you exactly how they do it with easy video tutorials and step-by-step instructions. The Halloween sections are happening place right now with a different idea every day. From monkey brain cake for your party to giant electric spiders for your roof. Scared of giving them a try? Don't be. Every project here is something you can do at home with things you've probably already got around the house. Halloween's coming up fast, and the Instructables are waiting at www.instructables.com. With Soundbites, I'm Jan Ziff for CBS News.
Thanks, Jan. www.destructables.com. And really, these websites are pretty neat. I'm glad I found this whole little, thing, Soundbites. You're with Bill Banker. This is Talk Is Cheap. This is your Friends and Neighbors Network. I'm wearing my hat today. It says Talk Is Cheap because supply exceeds demand. I know why. And this is 1340 KYMS, your news station. And it's also, let me mention this one, 1330, and temperature outside is probably around 70, something like that. Okay, that's what it's supposed to be. Let me tell you what I went to. I went to Idler's, and I went to the sleep store yesterday, and I was talking with Juniper. So remember I mentioned Cody's there? There's actually two people, Cody or Juniper. She's a girl, Juniper, it sounds like, beside the bush. She's a girl. Anyway, so here's the deal. So I said, Juniper, I got to find out about this Tempur-Pedic Breeze affair. You know what I mean? And I really thought this is what I was going to discover, that it somehow had some kind of a system that blew air into it or something. I really mean, it's called Breeze. Wouldn't you think that? It's not that at all. It's this material that they have, and it's very weird. It stays cool. It stays cool. You touch it, and it just stays kind of cool because it's like a double-sided affair or something, and they got a couple layers of it. Anyway, here we were talking. She said, if you guys use a heating pad, then don't get this thing. I mean, if you're somebody that likes to be warmer, don't get this whatever you do. And she's got a good point because it wouldn't make any sense. But this thing is really neat, and so if you're a hot sleeper. And here's the other thing, too. They have three different kinds. Once again, they have a soft, a medium, and a firm. And so, this is really important. Like the rest of the Tempur-Pedic beds, depending on what you prefer, because some people like a real hard bed, and other people like a real soft bed. And people are all different. You know, we're different. Well, this bed's different. You're going to really like it. So get to Idler's and find out what's going on with this thing. This is at the sleep shop, and it's at 189 Cross Street where Short Street combined. They're back in the corner. They were doing trees yesterday, but everything was fine. And you can still get in the lot. Everything was good. It was good. And it's peaceful, and it's so peaceful. It's so peaceful when you go in there. It's so peaceful. And I should mention also, I mean, we're pushing sleep stuff, but they also have very nice recliners. They have, that's where their recliner section is. They have really nice recliners also. So if you're in the market for a recliner and you forget to go to the sleep shop, you're blown it. Yeah, the prices are good. Recliners are nice. Okay, that's what I said. And don't forget, they'll pick up your old bed. They'll take away the thing. They'll give you the new bed. They'll send it up. They do it. They have a special truck for their mattresses to keep them all clean and pristine. Pristine is the word I used. All right. Use any word you want, Bill, as long as it doesn't be given one of them letters it's not supposed to. Okay, which is almost 26 of them. All right, let's see what's going on besides that. Let me see. I had another story I want to share, if I can get it. All right, here we go. Let's hit the stock market today and find out exactly what went on because, yesterday it was beat to death. And today it actually did close down, but not nearly as terrible. But some things did okay. So I thought, well, all right, let's find out about it. So I said to myself, Let's find out about it, okay? And quite frankly, we probably will sooner or later find out about this. After this, CSX is about trains. Trains, boats, and planes. Trains, actually. It's a picture of a train going by. That's it. CSX.
Ahead, assessing more industrial earnings and a whale of a good time later in the show. Welcome to Through Times Square this Wednesday from Reuters World Headquarters in New York. Boeing helping to provide a boost to stocks after Tuesday's rout fueled by weakness from DuPont and United Tech. The airplane manufacturer and Dow component beating profit forecasts and raising its outlook for the year. Fellow Dow component AT&T less positive, missing forecasts as it added fewer customers than expected. It blamed a shortage of iPhones. Checking the shares right now. We've got Boeing up at about 2.25% and AT&T down at nearly 3%. Our power player of the day says he's looking for stock bargains. It's the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. In an interview with CNBC, Buffett said he's been buying on weakness in the last week. Buffett also said the global economy is slowing, but the U.S. faring better, especially in the housing market. He said he's recently bought shares of Wells Fargo and IBM, while he has sold Procter & Gamble, calling its earnings disappointing. One stock Warren Buffett not buying, Facebook. It reported third-quarter earnings of $1.3 billion, up 32% from the same period last year. Seems it's finally sorting out its mobile ad strategy, revenue there totaling roughly $150 million. That's about triple what it did last quarter. Facebook shares closed at $19.50 yesterday, and right now they're up at $23.89. On the flip side, Netflix sinking after saying it added fewer U.S. customers in the third quarter and rolled back its yearly forecast of new streaming subscribers. Quarterly profit did beat expectations. Our daily digit today, 4.9 billion euros, or about $6.4 billion. That's how much former Societe Generale trader Jerome Kerviel was ordered to repay the bank in France's biggest rogue trading scandal. Reuters' Angeline Ong joins us now from London. Angeline, wow, that is a lot of cash.
It is huge, Lisa. $6 billion is roughly the size of the economy of Rwanda. Plus, it's also the bailout amount Catalonia is asking from Spain, and that's not all. Kerviel's also been sentenced to jail for 5 years, two of which are suspended. Now, it may seem like a big sum, but don't forget, this is punishment for his role in taking risky bets, costing SocGen around $6 billion to unwind in the first place. Kerviel always said his bosses knew what he was doing, they knew the risk he was taking. But the court ruled that he was the sole creator, inventor, and user of a fraudulent system that caused these damages to the French bank.
All right, another one of these crooks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's their Rupert Murdoch right there. They got their own Rupert Murdoch. It's nice to have your own version of something, you know, I think. You know what else I want to get to, though? Are they going to do it? I don't know why it says I can do it and I'm not doing it. All right, it doesn't matter. Because, you know this beluga whale that sounded like people? I mean, this is what they decided. It really does sound like people. You have to go on YouTube and look up beluga whale or whatever it was. I'm sure it's under that. And then look for it. And listen to this whale. And it does. It sounds like people talking. And so here's the weird part. So the scientist that was studying this whale, now there's going to be a zinger to this. I'm going to have to break the news to you. The scientist was studying this whale. Actually then conjectured that possibly just the people that are around his tank having conversations, that's what he started to mimic, were those conversations. But here's the other part. The whale died 5 years ago, and we're just finding out about it now. Why is that? That's a beluga secret. I have no idea. We're just finding out about it now. The whale's been dead for 5 years. It's not like you can go back now and talk to it, see what it says. Okay, well, other than that, it was pretty exciting news till that happened. Now, here's what the Donald Trumpster has come up with today. Are you ready? Donald Trump says that if President Barack Obama will release his college transcripts and his passport information, I think is what he said, that he will donate $5 million to the president's favorite charity because he said he's just not being transparent enough. But we've had presidents in the past that have released information, and the public went, that's not possible. Are you serious? He did that? Are you kidding? Okay, so you got to worry about that kind of backlash. So, you know, you got that. Anyway, so I don't know. I can't imagine anything's going to happen with it, but just so you know, the Trumpster's still out there. You know, he was the big birther guy for a while. I guess I don't think he was ever really satisfied with that either, but I'm not going to really worry about what it takes to satisfy Donald Trump. I'm not going to worry about it for one moment. All right, let's see what else is going on at 22 minutes after 1. You know, they say when in Rome, do as the Romans do. When in Rome now, whatever you do, don't eat food near a historical monument of any kind, an artifact, because that's against the law now in Rome. You can't be scrunching on a sandwich in front of a fountain, let's say. And here's the thing with Rome, everything's historical. Where are you going to eat? Anyway, I guess you eat where you buy it, because they got the coppers out and they're getting people. The gendarmes are going after the people. So anyway, I guess it's France, right? Okay. Anyway, the police. So they're going after them. All right, now. Yeah, there was the thing here. Here's where you can go to. No, that's too hard. Forget that. Just go to YouTube and look up beluga whale. All right, the Wellness Study died 5 years ago. Well, that's really weird. All right, other things going on. This is in Louisiana. A black woman was set on fire, a 20-year-old black woman, in what appears to be a racial attack in Louisiana. She was doused with some kind of flammable liquid and then set on fire. She said the police the three men were wearing white headgear, unclear whether hoods or hoodies, the guy said. So that's news you don't want to hear. And then this is, I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know what they're doing. Parents consider legal action over yoga in school. What they're basically saying is that yoga is a Hindu thing, you know, and so they're concerned that the kids are being taught Hinduism along with the yoga. Now, I know people that are yoga instructors, and they're not Hindus at all. They don't care Hindu or hoodoo. They don't care. They're not into the doo-doo. So they just do the yoga, so... So I would think that possibly this is just yoga, but then the parents would know. I mean, they're there. So that's what's going on there. In October, 20, emailed to the superintendent Tim Baird, called the yoga program unconstitutional, said he may take an unspecified legal action unless the classes stop. So I guess one would believe that they're throwing some of that stuff in there, I guess. Well, but, you know, the same thing with karate and judo and all these things. There's religious-based things. All right. But there's plenty of people that are learning, you know, judo and karate and what that are, you know, they're not learning anything besides that, how to whoop somebody. All right, other things going on. As we mentioned yesterday, but they had an article today about the unclean conditions were found at the pharmacy tied to the meningitis outbreak. I don't know how you even call it a pharmacy. It's a nasty warehouse that they were making stuff in somehow. Okay. See if there's anything I missed. See if there's anything I missed today. Nah, dang, I'm just nailing it right there. All right. Now here, you know how the girl was enlisting the web to help her rebuild her Pontiac Fiero that she's going to be able to drive in 2 years as a 16-year-old, because she's only 14 now. She's been working on it 2 years already. So you would have thought she'd picked a car that wasn't that thrashed, you know what I mean? But anyway, okay, that's what she could afford, I guess. So, well, here's a girl. This is a girl. This is not a girl. This is a UK charity, unless web users help in a hunt for cancer cure. So they're saying, you know, there must be information. There's stuff that people know. There's old remedies. There's old things. There's stuff that we can break down the data into 2 or 3 minutes on a lunch break and say, here, share this information with us. Because the group is asking volunteers to look through thousands of pictures of breast cancer cells left over from recent studies and help categorize them. So anyway, they're basically they're getting a lot of work done for free, is what it is. But that's that works, I guess. Jamaicans are bracing for tropical storm Sandy, which they say is going to nail there. And it was I think they said it's a hurricane now, right? Yeah, it's a hurricane. So it's not Tropical Storm Sandy anymore. It's a Hurricane Sandy. But anyway, let's see what else we've got going on here today. Let's see what, oh, here's a thing we've interesting to see, kind of, Vietnam's Kuchi tunnels. It's a tour, but we can't see, it's not, it doesn't do us any good, we can't see anything. All right, so we won't get into that. All right. I can't, Facebook has actually succeeded today. It's just absolutely amazing, quite frankly. So that's cool. All right, we're going for that. All right, let's see what else happened today. Let me see what else is I want to tell you about. Mapping the road to the White House. Okay. Now, this is one of those headlines that you say, well, yeah. You know, well, yeah. Water is key for Oceano Board. you know the districts they have there? That's what their whole thing is. Services districts. Their whole thing is either water coming in or going out, so to speak. It's highly altered by the time it goes back out sometimes. But anyway, so that's what that's basically what boards are for. So anyway, they're trying to figure out in Oceana what they can do though to try to prevent flooding and all that. They were doing the bulrushes and taking care of things and all that, and trying to get the program taken care of. They were doing that. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. What's the name of these people I'm playing here again? Let me tell you. Let me tell you the name of this group here. It's called Kicking It Old School, and it is. How come it's not there? How come it's not telling me? I'll tell you. Here it is right here. Oh, Home Free. The name of the group is Home Free. So they're an a cappella, kind of a barbershop type group. But they're singing oldies, which is something that actually I happen to know for a fact that a lot of barbershoppers are headed that way that are baby boomers. And because, you know, singing Daisy Daisy doesn't quite cut it. Hal didn't even like it in the spaceship, you know, that was headed for Jupiter. But he had to learn it.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. 1 in 3 develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Are you ready for the most horrifying Halloween ever? Then you need to get your tickets now to the 2012 Scare Park Radio Party, October 25th. KONS will be on site for one night only, giving you a massive discount on your Scare Park tickets and giving away all sorts of prizes. Plus, there'll be food, music, and more to get you in the Halloween spirit. Tickets and more info are available right now for this discounted night at Simply Halloween, located at 699 Higuera Street, downtown San Luis Obispo.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns tar up on the roof. Your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be. Under the boardwalk, out of the sun, we'll be having some fun under the boardwalk. People walking.
Oh, it walked, had a feeling it was going to like it. And it did. And so they were under the boardwalk. When I was in Ute, I was under the boardwalk here in Atlantic City myself. All right. That's a long way back, though. Long way back. No casinos back then. All right. Slo County jobless rate has plummeted. Plummeted, you hear me? The 7.4 rate in September is well below the 9.1% level in September of 2011, as you can imagine. And it's good for the state. The whole thing, they got 1,000 numbers here, but that's what's important. All right, here is a story here. Oh, this is, I think this is kind of interesting. You can imagine some of the stuff. You know, they're not telling you what some of the stuff is, but you can imagine some of the stuff. And that's in Morro Bay. They're dredging over by the marina. It was built in 1949. As far as they know, nobody's dredged it. Now, try to imagine. This is the numbers they throw at you with this thing. And this is like, woo. Eric Endersby of Morro Bay Harbor Director said that they are moving about 33,000 cubic yards of material. They're removing it. A full-size pickup can hold about 1 cubic yard, and a standard dump truck has a capacity of 10 to 12 yards. And this is 33,000 yards of stuff. So then you say to yourself, Bill, what do they do with it? They drive, go out past the breakwater a certain distance where the, you know, it's deep, and they dump it out there. It's where they put all the stuff from the, when they dredge, you know, unless it goes on the sandbar. Anyway, that's what goes on with that. So I got a lot of stuff. Probably some interesting stuff. And again, maybe not. Maybe just mud and junk. I don't know. I can't tell you. Okay. What else is going on today? Oh, drivers heading south on 101 tonight near the San Luis Obispo Santa Barbara County line will be temporarily detoured off the highway. This will be at the Santa Maria River. They'll detour off Highway 101 at the Highway 166 off-ramp and re-enter on the highway on-ramp. That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. Cyclists traveling northbound can detour onto Donovan Road to Bull Canyon Road to Highway 166 west of Thompson Avenue, which is a long way around, so just forget your bike for now. They're widening the bridge, as you know, to 6 lanes from 4, with shoulders, bike lane, the whole thing. It's going to be really cool, but it's not going to be done until 2014. Let me see if I got this again. Okay, so there you're going northbound. You get off. That doesn't make any sense. The on-ramp, off-ramp thing, what does that, what would that do? You haven't reached the bridge yet. There must be something wrong with that. You haven't reached the bridge yet. When you get to the 166 on and off ramps, you haven't reached the bridge. Okay. Or you've just gone over it. One or the other. You know, you haven't, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. All right. So that didn't make any sense right there. But that's okay. We just keep going along because Paso Robles police are looking for a man believed to have sexually assaulted a woman and committed sexual battery on another because the guy... Now, you know, I don't know. These aren't the smartest of people to begin with, I suppose. So, you know, you have a big spider tattoo on your arm, on your forearm, and the people identify you by that, you can wear long-sleeve shirts the rest of your life or... get busted at some point, because this was the same profile of a man who attacked another woman who wasn't sexually assaulted, but the attempt was made a short time ago. This was on Friday. All right, so that's what's going on with that. Woman who, in Paso Robles, the woman who gave a rape talk was sentenced. There's no way of understanding what this woman was up, what she was about. She took two girls into a bedroom, and she was telling them about weird things, and she broke a lamp, and nobody understands that. They ran upstairs. Here she's got the two girls in the bedroom, and she's talking to them about rape and stuff, and it's like, say what? And she said, well, I was just trying to tell the 10 and 11-year-old about, you know, what men can do, which is true, but that's not really what was going on. It didn't sound like so. A little bit strange. Actually, a whole lot strange is what it was. I'll be honest with you. All right, it was a whole lot strange. Let's see what else we've missed today. Let me see what some of our headlines are. This is a good time to check those and see if there's anything new in the world. U.S. sues Bank of America for $1 billion. Good, good, good. Let's see, man killed while leading prayer service. Okay. I guess God didn't hear that one. Emails. White House knew of Libya claims. Here's what they're saying, though. They knew about it a couple hours after it happened. You know, this, I think this is a one of these issues, again, that's just, you know, it's a political issue right now because of the, you know, the campaign and all that, because of the race and the election. And I think it's all bogus. That's my opinion. I think it's bogus. Find something else to, you know, if you don't want to like Barack Obama, find something else not to like Barack Obama about. But this doesn't make sense, because it wasn't until a couple of hours after all that other stuff started happening that they got communiques from the embassy that it was under attack by 20 people, specifically 20 people. So, and then it slowly information fed in, because obviously the people were hiding. So I think it's a poor thing to go after. That's all. That's just me, though. That's just me again. Okay, here's a guy here. Joseph Souza puts finishing touches on a Hudson Hornet from the front end that is displayed at the studios at the park in Paso Robles. The building that housed the studios was the Reinke Hudson Packard dealership, which opened in 1938. So he got, and you know where he got this from? Remember Packard. Remember Hudson's Grill, which is now Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. And I'm sure glad it turned into Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue, really, because I wasn't that fond of Hudson's Grill, if I can tell you the truth. So anyway, so Hudson's Grill was there, and they had this Hudson front end. You know, I don't know if they had, there was a number of Hudsons. I know there was one in Santa Maria. I don't know if they all had a Hudson front end, but anyway, this one did. That's where they got it. So the guys kind of fixed it up and made it look good in the studio, which is kind of fun. I bet he'd like to have the whole Hudson, to tell you the truth, but he only has the front end. So that's still something. Yeah, that's something. That's something, eh? Oh, well, let me see what else I got here. How did I go from there to there? Now, they're saying this. Let me click on this here, because we want to know about this. There was a huge, terrible explosion that they described in graphic detail today in the news. This is overseas in Beirut or one of these places. There was Syria, a Syrian military shell in a city in Syria. And why they so had to graphically depict exactly what happened because of this shell, I have no idea. But they decided to, so I'm not going to. But here's they're talking about Syria ceasefire. Could it really happen? All right. A UN envoy says Syria and some rebel groups have agreed to a temporary ceasefire. Okay. Did you just hear a dog? I heard it again. I don't do a dog segment, so that's why I was kind of surprised. I was surprised I heard that, because I didn't do a dog. All right, let's see. We actually have a story here. We got a story we can play, but if it loads. But they're talking about having a holiday ceasefire in Syria. Which would be nice if they just. But I don't know what that means. You know, when here's because a lot of times ceasefires, of course, have ulterior motives. I mean, we understand that. You know, it's like, okay, this is a chance to do this or do that. But it sounds good that we call it a ceasefire. So I don't know to what means. This is a proposal from today. This is just more talk they're saying, and we're going to find out in just a couple seconds here. We don't know. We're going to find out now, though.
Right. He's been traveling throughout the region these past couple of weeks, meeting with leaders, trying to get consensus for getting Syria to agree to a ceasefire. Now, Lakhdar Brahimi says that the Syrians have agreed to a ceasefire. He's in Cairo today. He's been meeting with Arab League Secretary General Nabil al-Arabi. He's also been meeting with former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Here's more of what he had to say about the ceasefire that he says has now been agreed to.
I would just like to tell you that after this recent visit that I made to Damascus, there is an agreement from the Syrian government on the ceasefire during the Eid break. And I believe that they will be issuing a statement either today or tomorrow in that regard. The other parties involved inside Syria, we spoke to some of them. Those that we were able to reach, the commanders, the armed factions, the majority of them agree on the principle of the ceasefire. And we hope that if this humble initiative manages to succeed, we hope that we can build upon that to have a longer, stronger, more stable ceasefire. And this should be part of a comprehensive political process.
Zane, it's important to mention that the Syrian government has not yet announced that they've agreed to this ceasefire. In fact, the foreign ministry in an email said that, in fact, they were still considering this ceasefire, that they had not yet decided that an announcement would most likely be made tomorrow. As far as the opposition, we've not yet heard a reaction from them to Brahimi's statement, so we don't yet know from the SNC or other opposition groups or the Free Syrian Army if they've agreed to this ceasefire. Trying to get a ceasefire to take hold in Syria has been particularly vexing, not just for Lakhdar Brahimi, also for the previous envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan. He tried for months to get a ceasefire that he had gotten both parties to agree to take hold. It never really took hold. At one point, it took hold for about 2 days, and then it quickly fell apart. So right now, it's really going to be important to see if it takes hold. Yesterday, let's talk about the levels of violence. At least 202 people killed throughout Syria throughout yesterday. This was a day after there's been so much talks about trying to get a ceasefire to take root in Syria. We had violence going on in Damascus suburb, a car bomb going off after a funeral procession near a mosque there. At least 100 people killed in that blast, according to the opposition. Then you had these claims of a bombing going on at a bakery in Aleppo, saying dozens of people were killed as a result of that bombing, the shelling that took place in Aleppo. So the situation on the ground in Syria clearly just deteriorating more and more, even though there are more international calls and calls within the region to let this ceasefire take root.
Now, there's another story they had in the news today about the possibility that they shot down a jet aircraft, you know, a fighter jet. And here's some other numbers that are just disgusting. A total of more than 32,000 Syrians have died since the conflict began March 2011, anti-Assad group says. And then there's 28,000 Syrians that are missing. And they're not going to be missing in a good way, as you can imagine. So, well. I wanted to find my beluga whale and play it for you and get the beluga whale guy going on here because I wanted you to hear it again. But you're going to have to find it on YouTube yourself or something. Like, I don't know where it went. I'm the only person I know that can lose stories. I just all of a sudden, they're just not there. Boy, I wish it was right here. I want to play the beluga whale. But it's not there. No. Okay, fine. Other things going on. Other things happening in our world today. A quarter minutes before the hour, 2 o'clock. All the letters to the editor today were all political. Then you had Dan Walters going, is Jerry Brown worried about Prop 30? Do you think? Come on, do you think? I would say he's probably pretty worried about it, wouldn't you? Yeah, me too. Okay, that's what I would say. He's probably pretty worried about that. That's what I would guess. Okay, so that's it right there. And he finished his column with this. He said, it's somewhat reminiscent of predecessor Arnold Schwarzenegger's 2005 campaign for ballot measure he dubbed Year of Reform. He made it personal, much as Brown is doing, and like Brown portrayed as a crusade for the state's future, Schwarzenegger lost badly. Brown faces the danger of a repeat. There you are right there. A repeat. All right. And then we have all this other stuff that has nothing to do with anything that matters. Okay, and then other things. So there's another thing about the in here about the new iPad. College tuition costs rise $400 across the United States. Public university costs up 5% for federal aid as federal aid fails, and so they're talking about how. Well, this is interesting because here they were just comparing the other day about what's happening with UC our California schools compared with our state schools compared with private universities, and they're saying that it's getting to where the bigger problem is not how much it costs. The bigger problem is how much can you get done in what length of time. So that's what's going on with that. So, kind of weird. All right. Yes, I was trying to click on something. It wasn't working. Sorry. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Facebook finally has proof that it can make money from mobile advertising, so that was the big issue right there. Zuniga announced Tuesday that it's closing at least one studio, shutting down several games and laying off about 5% of its staff. So these are people that do Zynga, does these video games. And I don't know anything about video games, so I don't know what's going on. Zynga shares are more than 75% below its IPO price of $10 in December of last year. But I guess they're a big player. They must be if that's making that much noise. Okay. Other things going on. So I'm still trying to find the damn mail. I can't find it. It was right here. I'm going to play the whale for you, because it just was kind of fun. But how about science? Let's go under science. Perhaps it's under science. They don't have animals. I don't know if they had a category that said animals, that's where I'd go. But I don't have anything like that, so that's why. Okay. Now, we have a Russian and American that are headed for the space station. And these are the two, if I'm not mistaken, am I right about this? Are these the two that are going to stay there for a year, as opposed to, or 2 years, as opposed to a year? Or is it a year as opposed to 6 months? I forget. I think it's a year as opposed to 6 months. I think they're going to be there a year. They're going to spend, the men are to spend, this is 5 months. This isn't the one we're talking about. I'm sorry. So it lifted off today. For the two-day trip to the station orbiting about 250 miles above the Earth, the spaceship has entered orbit. An announcer at the Mission Control Center in Korolyova said outside of Moscow, 9 minutes later, prompting a cheer from flight engineers, space officials, and certainly the two guys inside the darn thing, who said, okay, thank you very much for working. All right, so that everything went well. There was a small issue with the pressure on board, but we fixed it immediately. Now, when you're sitting on top of a rocket, there's no such thing as a small issue, is there really? Especially when it's already flaming. It's ready to take you off, up and away. You can't have a small issue, though. Okay, another crew of three will join them in the station on a $1,000 billion research complex funded by 15 nations in late December. This is a weird way to say that. I don't care about that. The rocket carrying the Soyuz craft lifted off from a launch pad. Where's the thing that's going to substantiate what I told you, that some people are going to stay longer? NASA is working with private companies to develop craft that hopes will be able to do the job by 2017. That's, to take people into space. Right now, of course, they're relying on Russia to take astronauts to the station at a cost of $60 million each. That's what we're paying Russia to do it. So they would rather pay us to do it. Which makes sense. Yeah. So that's what's happening with that. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else in the news? Anybody else want to step forward here? Darn it. That's not the thing I want. This Richard Murdoch guy, boy, he sounds like a piece of work, doesn't he? Holy cow. Let me find my... I'm back to him, but I'm trying to find this other story. I can't do it. Oh no! Look what just hit. This is why I do this towards the end of the day. My day here, I like to look at headlines. I like to see what's going on, because here's they're saying now that this Louisiana woman that was burned, Sharmika Moffat, made up the racist attack story. So now let's find out how she got caught on. We'll see how she caught on fire. I don't think she's self-combusted. I really don't think she's self-combusted. We're connecting now, as I speak. We're connecting. No, we're not, really. They just said I was. They were lying. Someone's calling. I don't know how I'm supposed to take care of that. Okay, let's see what else is going on. We just talk about how bad the stocks are doing all the way around, because everything's gone crazy. Could you connect, please, so we can read the story? I'm trying to use numerous sources now, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to use numerous sources to get the thing going on. Okay. Netflix slashed their prediction of how many U.S. video streaming subscribers would add this year after subpar third-quarter results, causing a sharp fall-off in its stock in the last hours of trading. Los Gatos-based company said it added 1.2 million net streaming subscribers in the U.S. in the 3 months through September, which is the low end of its forecast. Here's what we're learning. The people are best off if they don't make a forecast. Just leave it alone. Don't get involved in that forecast affair, you know, because then you just end up with mud on your face. Okay. I got the picture of the lady right here. She's not burnt. I got a picture of her before she was burnt, I think. And I still got my little hourglass thing. And I have that hourglass thing that just drives you completely out of your mind. So as soon as that little hourglass thing goes away, it will say, okay, Bill, now you can, you know, participate in what you're doing. Which I'd really like. I'd really like that, to tell you the truth. Okay, here it is. No, wait, we got it. In Winnsboro, Louisiana, state police say a 20-year-old woman suffered from extensive burns, apparently made up a story about being set on fire by three men wearing white hoodies who wore the initials KKK and a racial slur on her car. They wrote this on her car. I forgot to mention that. Instead, authorities said Tuesday she burned herself and then fabricated a story about being attacked. On Sunday at 8 p.m., she called 911. Her name is Sharmika Moffitt. Called 911 from a walking trail in Winnsboro and told authorities she had been doused in flammable liquid by three men wearing hoodies. She suffered extensive burns on more than half of her body and was taken to LSU Health Science Center in Shreveport for treatment. After 2 days of investigating the case, authorities today said the evidence showed she apparently set herself on fire. Jeez. All right. CBS affiliate KNOE in Monroe reports police found her fingerprints on a lighter as well as DNA evidence on a charcoal fluid lighter bottle near the scene. They also said they believe she was the one who wrote KKK on her car. Authorities offered no possible motive for the incident. Now, what would the motive be for setting yourself on fire? What kind of motive would you have for doing that? It'd have to be a very unusual motive, wouldn't you say? I'd say so, too. Now, and by the way, the KKK thing and the racial slur that was on her car was in glue. Well, that story's not going to stick now. Until tomorrow, don't forget we have Jimmy D coming in at 106 and 7/8. Until tomorrow, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet
falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Copenhagen.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California, yeah. You see them wearing their baggies, their batchy sandals too, but bushy, bushy blonde hairdos surfing USA.
Wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday.